Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
Thank you, Brother James. Because all things do work for good to those that love the Lord, those that are the called because of his plan. For his purpose. All right. So return with me now to Ephesians chapter 2. Our brother Gene read for us this morning. Now we've been in a series here talking about the fact that in Romans 8 we're told by Paul that we have been predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And we have looked into this from a few different angles. We have a lifetime of angles yet to explore. We looked at what kind of person was Jesus if we in our lives are experiencing this confirmation or this conformity to his life. Well, what kind of person was he while he was here on earth? And we saw quickly that he was a very humble person. Now remember, he was the Son of God. He was here in human form as the Son of God, yet he was a child. Yet he was an infant. Yet he was a man with all of the infirmities and the physical complexities that come along with being a human being. However, we saw very quickly that his personality, what kind of person Jesus was is what we're looking at. His personality was driven by the internal presence of the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible tells us that the Spirit was in, within, and upon him without measure. We are like him in that respect because the driver of the intent of our daily living. In other words, what do we desire? What do we love? What do we continue to partake of? And of course, it's Jesus that we continue to partake of. He is the bread of life represented by the manna in the desert. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. This in us, this desire, first of all, it was a gift of God because Jesus Christ, as we're told, is the author and the finisher of this confidence, this belief, this faith that we have in him. Brother Gene read for us Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Now, that word quicken very simply means to make alive. To take something that's not alive, something that's dead, something that's separated from life, and to give it life. And so we see that the desire we have for him, it came from him. Because when he did quicken us, he gave us that Holy Spirit. Without measure? No. Why? Because we're sinful, aren't we? Because we're in this sinful flesh. Because we still have that heart of man who is wicked, and who can know it, the Bible tells us. So it is the Spirit that dwells within us that drives the intent of our heart to serve the Lord. You see how God gets all the glory?
Amen.
Because it's His.
That's right.
We're not giving it to Him. It's His. But we're acknowledging that we recognize who we are in light of who He is. We are the clay, you see. And He is the potter. We're being conformed to His image. We saw that as we become more like Jesus, the more our personalities are driven by the Spirit that dwells within us. We come to Him, we rely on Him, and when we do, we're strengthened. And so that measure of the Spirit that's within us, it increases as it grows. And you see, we're growing eventually to the point that we're going to be just like Him. See, the Bible says we're going to recognize Him when we see Him. And it gives a reason. Because we're going to be like Him, see. This old sinful nature is going to be history. History. We scratched on sanctification a little bit. And we're actually going to look at that a little bit this morning. We saw that sanctification is to be set apart. In one of Jesus' prayers, He asked the Father, He said, set them apart through Thy truth, for Thy word is truth. Set them apart. Set them apart through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's the Son of God praying to God the Father for you and for me. And we remember where He is today. He's omnipresent. Yes, He's here with us. But He's also seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's making intercession for you because He loves you, not because you deserve it. All right. We looked at developing the character of Jesus. We looked at having the mind of Jesus. We looked over in Philippians in chapter 2. We saw the word for mind there is to think the same way or to have the same attitude or disposition. This attitude and this disposition is a state in us that God is developing every day. Every time that we deny something in the flesh, we grow closer to Him. Every time we seek Him in His Word and partake of Him, remember He's the bread of life, we are strengthened toward Him. The Spirit of God grows in us. Our confidence, not in ourselves, but in God grows, and every time this happens, we grow further from that sinful man that we were, that we read about in verse 1, Ephesians chapter 2. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but He's changed us. He's made us alive. He's quickened us. He's a great Savior, isn't He?
Amen.
He is the I Am, Psalm 46:10, we saw, where He was told to be still and know that I am God. Oh, that applies to us so much today. Be still from what? Everything else. Everything else but Him. I don't think that's too broad of a spectrum. Anything that doesn't honor Him, be still from those things. Those things fill our mind, don't they? Every day. But praise God, as our minds are filled with His Word, through the Spirit applying it to our minds and hearts so that the desires of our hearts are toward Him. That's being set apart. That's sanctification. Over in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, let's read there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Paul is beseeching the church at Ephesus and us that we walk worthy of a calling. What are we called to be? What does it mean to be a Christian? It's to be a follower of Christ, isn't it? And the effect of that is to be Christ-like. As we seek Him and live for Him, we develop these qualities of what's known as piety. That was a big thing in the Old Testament, wasn't it? The Jews. You know, they wore the best garments. They sat in the best seats. But you see, they allowed the pride of man to develop in their worship. And they didn't give God the glory. They were taking the glory for themselves. But piety that comes from the heart, implanted by God, the Holy Spirit, the desire to be like Him. It includes being devout, serious. We heard already this morning that we need to be serious about our prayer life. So applicable to me. Serious about it. The quality of this piety, or this living like Christ, or being like Him, being developed into His type of character. We follow His word, His precepts, His commandments, don't we? We follow them. We're devoted to them. And so we develop a godliness or a holiness. There again, all the glory to God. It's Him in us. There's nothing good in me unless it's Him in me. The same is true with good works, that we've been called unto good works. It's Him doing good in us. So He gets all the glory, doesn't He? Sanctification, being set apart, being devoted to Him. Our lives, in our lives, we are to live for Him. Our minds are so clouded every day with the concerns that face us that I think we neglect the serious devotion that we should have to Him. He's given us everything, hasn't He? Absolutely. He worked God's plan to the fullest, and He completed God's plan for us that we would live with Him. Now, this union and communion with Jesus is only possible through this faith that is worked in us. There again, it's the Holy Spirit indwelling. The Holy Spirit indwelling us that works in us. It is the operation of the Spirit to work saving faith in the sinner. We hear a lot about getting people saved today. Just say these few words and you're good for the rest of your life. And unfortunately, unless the Spirit is involved in that, it's a deception. And so that change in life that God causes doesn't come about. So give the Spirit His due. He works this faith, this confidence in God and in His Word into the believer. He's a great Savior, isn't He?
Amen.
There's a bond between us and Jesus Christ. That bond is the Holy Spirit. You see, He dwells within us. He dwells in the Son of God without measure. He is God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're three persons, but they're one God. They think, they act, and they be in unity. And so we have this unity, this union with Jesus Christ. He really does care for you. He really does watch out for you. Oh, that we would be so much more thankful for what He's done and what He's doing and what He's promised to do. He came. He had a perfect character because He was perfect. He was impeccable. He didn't desire to sin because He didn't have the fallen nature of Adam as we do. He lived that perfect life, and we're going to be looking at His life as we go through this series. And we're going to be looking at the examples that He left. But this morning, I just want us to realize that He did live a life for us to see and to mimic, if you will. And He, the Holy Spirit, is the driver behind that growth that we're going through this morning. Oh, He has all power in heaven and in earth, doesn't He? We can rely on Him. And again, it's by this faith and the faith in God's Word as we partake of Him. That's how we grow in Him. The Holy Spirit within us cleanses us from all this sin, from all this disruption in our mind and the intents of the heart, because of this nature we're living in, because of this world that we see every day and are influenced by. We're cleansed. In the Old Testament, you know, they washed the feet all the time because they walked around in sandals. The Lord Jesus washed the apostles' feet, and He left it for us to do. What was He doing? He took the form of a servant, didn't He? That's what He did. In application to us, as we walk in this world every day, sin attaches itself to us, doesn't it? It does. We see it. In the way that when you're wearing sandals in the dirt street, dust attaches to you, doesn't it? And so when you come in the house, you come inside, when you come out of where the filth is, out of where the dirt and dust is, you wash your feet. You rinse all that off. It's necessary that we do that spiritually. That we look at the dirt on our feet. That we look at the sin in our day that we just lived. It is the Holy Spirit that cleanses us. He justifies us. We are justified. Justification is the remission of sins and the right. I did say that. The right to eternal life. Did I have the right to eternal life in and of myself? Absolutely not. But I do now because Jesus Christ bought it for me. He paid the price that God the Father demanded because He's a holy and righteous God. Justification. We are justified. It's remission of sins and the right to eternal life by which God receives us into His favor. Boy, that's got to make you feel good in your heart if you know this morning that you are in God's favor. And I think, me? No way. Yes, way. And God made the way, didn't He? Absolutely. We are justified by the intercession that Jesus Christ made to God for us. I said earlier that though the Lord Jesus, He's omnipresent, though He's here with us this morning, He's also seated at the right hand of God making intercession for us. He's already made intercession for us. He lived a perfect life that pleased God. And He did it so that the Holy Spirit could apply it to us. That perfect life that pleased God. You in God's favor this morning? Praise God. And lift up Jesus Christ. Because He interceded for you. To God, for you, and on your behalf. We are justified by the intercession of Christ and the imputation of His righteousness. Are we seen as righteous today by God? Yes, we are. And it's because He's looking through His Son. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, typified by the blood on the lintel in Egypt when the firstborn, every firstborn was destroyed except for those that God saw through the blood that was painted on a doorpost. That's what He's done for us, isn't it? And He's imputed what He lived, earned and deserved, and God the Holy Spirit applied to us and to our lives. Yes, it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we live. Then we are sanctified. In this process, we are set aside from the things of the world. We are set aside from the desires of the world that would take us away from living this life of righteousness that's been imputed to us. By this process, we are increasingly being conformed to be like Him. He's coming back, y'all. He's coming back soon. And we're going to know Him. Because that conformity is going to be complete. It's a process of sanctification. We increasingly become conformed to the image of Christ in heart first. Because again, when the Lord quickened you, He put the Holy Spirit in your heart. the same Holy Spirit that is in the Lord and was in the Lord when he was a human without measure, the same Spirit. And then in our thoughts, in our heart, in our thoughts, all driven by the Holy Spirit's presence within us. It's good ground, remember? It's good ground that the seed, the Word of God, is planted in, and it's growing. It's growing into what God has planned for us. In heart, in mind, in conduct, living like the Lord Jesus, having the feelings that He had for others, the love that He shared, and then to our devotion to God. It's important that we keep all these other things in their place, isn't it? And that's below Him, for everything is. He is above all. Oh, we praise Him this morning for His Word. We praise Him that He lives within us. Salvation is impossible for man. But praise God, all things are possible through our Lord and our Savior. Yes, in this world, we will have trouble. In this world, we will suffer. In this world, we will have tribulation. But let your heart jump for joy this morning, because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Amen. And He did it for you. He's a great Savior. He's a great Savior. May God bless the reading of His Word this morning. So thankful that you were here.